Okay, Mora Rabotai, like usual, Torah Tayinuka, Kodesh Kodeshim, and you asked a good question. What did the tzaddik ask me? He said, why do I feel such a thing to meet this rabbi so much? And I talk about him in between the recordings. Why specifically him? What about him got me attracted towards him? Well, what is it? And I just opened to the Torah that I want to say. There's a certain column that they put out of his Torah, and this is gonna answer your question. I don't think I'm gonna do all of it. I'm just gonna do the first two or three. Biklal mitzvot ahavat Hashem shnei marba, v'ahavta et Hashem lokecha b'chol v'chol 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 modecha. In fulfilling or in including, in completing the mitzvah of v'ahavta, which is to love Hashem. We have a mitzvah to love Hashem with all of our hearts and with all of our body, with everything. This mitzvah doesn't just mean Hashem. What does it mean? He ha-mitzvah le'ehov. Sorry. He mitzvah le'ehov le'chachmei Yisrael b'chol levavo, levaveinu, nafshenu, u'mo'adeinu. This also means to love our rabbeim, our rabbis, and Talmidei Chachamim with all of our hearts and with all of our body. So the next time you say Shema, which I know everyone says, when you say Ve'ahavta, you have to think not just of loving Hashem, but also loving Talmidei Chachamim. Kemo Shamuru Chazal Lerabot Chachmei Torah. Because the rabbis, they add and they spread the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah. No, if I'm a professor in class and I have two students, one student smart, aces everything, but shows no feeling towards me. He's just here to do my time and leave. And you have another student, maybe he's not so smart, but you know what? He only compliments the teacher all day. And he goes outside, he says, to the other students, take his class. You know, he's a good teacher. Which one is the professor going to like more?
Take his class.
The one that's chayim. The one that talks good about him. That's the same thing. A Talmid Chacham is basically, what is he doing? He's saying to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. You have a guy that's mekayim the mitzvah, but he has no relationship with God. He's doing it as a robot. There's no feeling towards his Torah. Hashem loves the guy that has more feeling towards him. To have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bet kiyum mitzvot hid bekut b'Hashem, to mekayim the mitzvah of being attached to Hashem. There's a mitzvah to be attached to Hashem, liyot dabuk, attached to God. Kemo shekatuv uldobka bo, and to be attached to Him. We say in Shema too, ubo tidabku. The Torah says, and to Him you shall be attached. Who's Him? Hashem. And how does a person be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might ask? He's writing, it's impossible for us to be attached to God. Who are you fooling? No? How can we be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hu al yidei emunat chachamim. The only way to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having faith in the rabbis. V'dibkut ha'nefesh be'avatam, and to attach to them so much that you grow a love towards them. Not like what you guys know. Oh, Chon's night, Rabbi! What does this rabbi know? Only money in his mouth. What does this one know? What does that one know? What do you mean? The guy preaches Kadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. And you're saying, what does he know? Where's the bikut? Where's the... You know why people say that? Because it doesn't match their agenda of life. People don't like Talmidei Chachamim only when Talmidei Chachamim don't preach whatever they like. It's easy to be a Yeshivoynik rabbi, to get up and say stories all day. Easy, I promised you. But when it comes to reality of doing what's right and what's wrong, people don't like that. So the problem is in who, really? It's in the person, not in the rabbi. That's why a person, if he doesn't have a priority to be connected and wanting to change, he will never be attached. Ki hema echal Hashem bikvod hamikdash shorta bo hashchina b'emtzaut haluchot shibaron. The Shechina's presence used to, in the Beit HaMikdash, used to lie in between the cherubs inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Shechina's presence was actually there. The Kohen Gadol used to feel it, whatever that means. Whatever that means.
Can you say that? Wait, what part?
The cherubs.
The cherubs.
There's the Aaron. On top of the Aaron was the two angel-looking babies.
Oh, right. And then...
And over there was the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was felt there. To the extent, how do we know the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there? If you do the math in the Torah, it doesn't make sense. All the stuff, the clay of the Mishkan that needed to be inside there, didn't add on the math of the size. So what did the Mafarshim say? It was one of the miracles inside the Beit HaMikdash. That even though it didn't fit the size, it still made everything fit. Why? Because the presence of the Shekhinah is there. Oh, we're not, I don't know. Things, shtuyot, people say, I can't keep Torah mitzvot. No, you could. You don't want to. I can't find a good Rebbe to attach myself to. No, you don't want to. Why do people hop from rabbi to rabbi, rabbi to rabbi? You want to know why? They only do things that are comfortable for them. This rabbi, he knows what I like, so I go to him. Is he preaching Dvar Hashem? Mashaveh. Mashaveh! Zero! You're lying to yourself! How you want to be connected to the truth? You only need a Rebbe. If you have a Rebbe, you have everything in life. V'chein, u'b'chach, chachmei HaTorah, shebaTorah, chokika al luach libat haTahor. Because the rabbi himself in his heart has the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because once he devotes Hashem to Hashem to such a level, whatever comes from his mouth to his Talmidim is mamash like the Shekhinah speaking to him. Imagine the responsibility of a rabbi. Imagine that responsibility we have. Wherever you go, wherever you talk, wherever you speak, you're speaking Shekhinah's coming out of your mouth. And instead of Talmidim wanting to be attached and wanting to glue for it, they try to find whatever's convenient for them. And from them, Be'atzmutam nimshach chayut v'kiyum kol alamot. Because of them, the whole world is existing. אמונת חכמים גימל, אמונת חכמים היא יסוד התורה וסוד קיומה בכל הדורות. The only way we have been living and surviving through generation, through generation, through generation is because of the faith that we have to our rabbis. כי מכוח אמונה והתקשרות הלב בהבתם נמשך אלינו יראת השם תורה אהבתו יתברך. Because through them they preach and they learn comes the love of Hashem and the love of the Torah and the purity of Godness. Through them, it's coming out of their mouths. ואהבתו יתברך and his love ואור הדעת הבהיר and his knowledge is shining ואמונה קדושה and the faith and the holiness. And the segregation between us and the things that are not tahor, v'shar ma'alot ha'tov, and all the good things, u'bechol dor, in every generation, she'id'anu la'avat el chachmei Yisrael yoter mikol davar. We have to know the most important thing is to love the rabbis. Kemo shehem masru nefesh avodato be'ahava, same way how they give up their life to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and preach good and do good for others. Ba'anu mikoach lidei b'kedushav tahara v'or ha'Torah, because like this they get closer to Hashem and they become holier. And because of them we go b'derech hayashar. וזכינו לכל הדברים טובים. And because of them, we acquire all the goodness of life. And now you ask me why I find a certain love towards the Yanuka, even though I never met him. I never met the man, the Malach for me. I never met, you want to know why? Because anytime I see a video of him, anytime I ask people about him, the man has the utmost Ahavat Yisrael in the world. He loves every Jew to his utmost. And this is what I didn't finish in my other class. The only way the Geula is going to come is when we put our priorities aside and put Ahavat Yisrael first. And it's hard. It's hard to love every Jew. It's hard. It's hard to do good for everyone, and then when it comes for their time of glory, they spit in your face without acknowledging the good you did for them. It's hard, and it happens to rabbis the most. They can help and give and give and give and give and give their life, their soul. And when it comes for just an appreciation, they don't get anything. But you know what? That's part of our avodah. To accept it and to still love the person. And then you ask me, why is there a mitzvah to attach yourself to a tzaddik? Because a tzaddik, a rav, he has to do the utmost avodas Hashem. He has to work on himself so hard that when the people are getting to a certain level and they're growing in spirituality, it's because he is their generator. If there's one thing we learned from this week's parasha and the Yanuka I didn't finish, I'm going to continue this on Shabbat with my other Talmidim, is when you have a Rebbe, don't ever let go of him. When you have a Rebbe, appreciate him like he's gold. And this also goes for the girls too. Because he is your guidance. He is your life. He is that lighthouse in the middle of the ocean that every lost sailor wants to see. So please, find a Rav, find a Rebbe, find a Mashpia, find him! And don't ever let go of him. Have a good week, Rabbi Isaiah.